It's a frosty 6 a.m. at Whitefish Point on Lake Superior in the UP. Birders from all over have come to witness the massive numbers of raptors that gather and rest here during their migration. All eyes are on a pint-sized owl about to be banded.
There's only two records of boreal owl for Pennsylvania.
That's a boreal owl?
That's a boreal owl, so that's a big deal for me to see a boreal.
I'm with Scott Widensall, renowned researcher and author from Pennsylvania.
This is the first time I've seen one in the hand like this. So.
Another big deal would be to see a snowy owl. North America's largest owl, the Arctic is their home, but some do venture south to feed in the winter. Widensall says there's concern.
We've overcounted them tremendously. There's probably only about 28,000 to 30,000 snowy owls in the world, so an order of magnitude fewer than we thought there were. Snowy owls breed at the very highest latitudes in the northern hemisphere.
He says their main food in the Arctic is the lemming, a small rodent whose habitat is shrinking.
So, I think you can argue reasonably that snowy owls may be among the three or four species in the world that are most vulnerable and most immediately vulnerable to climate change.
The past two winters, an unusually high number of snowies came south. Widensall is co-founder of Project Snowstorm, which attaches radio transmitters to track and better understand these special visitors. One thing's clear, venturing from wilderness to civilization is fraught with hazards.
Just like that. And then
teaming up with Project Snowstorm is the USDA's Wildlife Services. Aaron Bowden demonstrates how he traps raptors at Michigan airports, an average of one a day. He releases them out of harm's way. Seems they're drawn to the wide-open hunting grounds of runways, an attraction that can be fatal.
Caught three red-tailed hawks and the owl yesterday. Right prior to coming in, he was sitting on a taxiway light within 50 yards of the runway.
Dr. Brian Washburn of the USDA attaches a transmitter to the ivory-white, golden-eyed owl Bowden trapped at the Grand Rapids Airport. A room full of state and federal wildlife biologists watch enthralled.
Almost done, bud. The first satellite tagging of a snowy owl in Michigan, and the second owl for Project Snowstorm in 2015.
These snowy owls are celebrities.
Where will you release the birds?
It'll be down by Chelsea, Waterloo Rec Area.
Wow, really? Washington birders are going to go crazy.
They're rare and incredibly beautiful. Upon release, he spreads huge wings and silently sails away. A while later, we spy him resting in the distance, camouflaged perfectly against the snow.
He's right there. He's sitting on the ground right there.
Yeah,
see him?
I see him.
That was last winter, before his Arctic summer of feasting on lemmings. Now it's the time of year he might fly back to our part of the world. He and the 16 other snowy owls tagged by Project Snowstorm. 11 species of owls are found in Michigan. Not all are so rare around here. I'm on the campus of Eastern Michigan University with Professor Michael Kelb.
Ever heard of anybody in Ypsilanti hearing an owl?
Oh, yes. Screech owls. Pretty much screech owls. Yes.
He says screech owls are generalists, which means they eat most anything from mice to insects and aren't picky about where they call home either, as long as they have a tree hollow for nesting. He says that even in urban areas...
Take a 100-acre chunk, there's a pair of owls. I would bet on that. Yeah.
In fact, I recorded this haunting sound right from my front porch in Ann Arbor. Asking around, it turns out lots of people are hearing screech owls in the city. We're at Boss School on Ann Arbor's west side with Mr. Borgsdorf and the elementary students. They tell me that for the past 2 years, a pair of screech owls has been living in a maple tree right on the playground.
So follow the tree trunk up to the dead branch.
At first, there's no owl to be seen, but then...
It's here!
It's just at the lip of the tree. You see it?
Cool.
You see where the broken branch is?
Mm-hmm.
I see it. Again.
Do you see it?
These owls are lucky no one has trimmed the end of the dead limb. It's short, so not a hazard, but still.
We tend to want to cut those, make everything neat, clean things up.
Professor Kalb says we should think twice about removing potential nesting sites because we need our owls.
They're important for helping to kind of maintain the healthy predator-prey cycles. When prey animals start to increase, we start to see plant problems. You know, they're feeding on something. So,
landscape damage is one way to measure it. The kids are more dramatic.
If owls eat lots of rodents, what would happen if we didn't have any more owls, if something happened?
Then rodents would be crawling on our toes right now.
In addition to providing essential balance to the ecosystem, the owls provide inspiration.
When he was flying, they were huge. It was so cool. Like my wings now from my costume.
Oh. What's your costume?
Maleficent.
Describing its markings.
A dark gray on the rest of its body. And
I think it can change colors. Like it can change colors to camouflage in.
While it doesn't exactly change colors, it is magically invisible, blending in perfectly with the tree bark. I play a recording of a screech owl.
Do you know when or where?
When I was sleeping, I keep waking up every now and then, and I keep hearing that noise. And then I think it's a ghost outside, so I go over to Mommy and wake her up.
I asked Professor Kalb about threats to owls. Topping his list of dangers is the chainsaw.
Clearing areas of woodlands for housing developments, for business development, is always threatening. So dead trees become really important.
He also cautions against the use of rat poison.
You know, if you're poisoning in an area and you're poisoning a half dozen animals, each one of them is easy to catch. And all of a sudden, the owl has a fairly large dose of rat poison.
Whether it's climate change, airplanes, poison, or chainsaws, impacts add up. And Kel believes we should value our owls.
Owls are just really neat critters. You have to make an effort to see them. You have to make an effort to hear them. And that's okay.
From big, rare, and snow white to small, gray, and common, owls touch something inside us.
When you heard that owl call, how did it make you feel?
Happy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it was kind of calm. And when I'm calm, I kind of feel relaxed and happy.
While for others, it's their mystery and magic.
It makes me feel like there's a ghost nearby.
Is that a fun feeling?
It's a scary feeling. I feel like Halloween is supposed to be here now. It almost is.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.